the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
And good morning. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host today. Tony Bush is on the road again, we'll say, somewhere down south, enjoying a little warmer weather than we have. My co-host today is going to be Bob Molitor. Bob is the vice chairman of the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Randy.
Yeah, good to have you here. And our guest today is going to be Scott Uechel. Scott is the... Let me get this right, make sure. The Vice President of Commercial Lending for Fox Communities Credit Union here in the Valley, one of our sponsors. But Scott's going to be talking to us today about some of the things as far as commercial lending and commercial products and what you need to do to get involved with that. So, Scott, I think we can start right off. You've been in the Valley for many years. I've known you for a long time. Can you give us your background, where you're from, how you got involved with this kind of business, and you know what you're doing now?
Thank you. Yes, I've been in the Valley for 31 years now. I moved here right out of college. Job opportunity arose as a bank examiner. So I spent the first 6 years of my career going from bank to bank.
One of the most favorite people in the world.
Oh, yeah, they had a lot of names for us. None that you can use on the radio. So it was a great opening spot for a career. You learned a lot about banking, a lot of different areas. I'd say the information you got was a mile wide and about a yard deep. But it kind of sets you up well, especially starting out, to know what's going on. From there, I got a job for a small independent bank in Green Bay. I started a credit department for them. Opportunity arose a few years down the road to become a lender, which had always been my goal. And I've been doing that for about the last 25 years.
Okay.
Several different financial institutions.
Okay, and primarily in the all business lending?
All business lending, first few years in Green Bay, last 20 plus here in the Fox Cities.
Okay, so you got just a little experience, a little background.
Just a little bit. I'm starting to get the hang of this now.
Don't we all, of course. Okay, when we talk about lending and so on, and we talk about business lending, and we use the terminology about a credit union in the same sentence. A lot of people wonder, how come you're a business lender, yet you're working for a credit union? Can you kind of explain how that works?
Yes. The credit unions have kind of evolved over the last couple of decades. Traditionally, they were making home loans, car loans, home equity loans, sometimes personal loans. In the last couple of decades, that's sort of transitioned into the business area, where instead of just doing home loans, we're now lending for commercial real estate. Instead of vehicles, we're now lending on equipment. Personal loans kind of morphed into lines of credit for business. So it's sort of the natural progression as the credit unions have expanded their package of services for their members.
Okay. And now you're with Fox Communities.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about them, who they are and where they are?
Yes. The institution's almost 80 years old. Started, with roots here in the Valley. We have 18 locations spread throughout 12 counties in northeast Wisconsin. Our primary footprint runs from Fond du Lac out to the lakeshore, up through Oshkosh, Fox Cities, Green Bay. We cover Door County, the several counties north of Green Bay, along Highway 41 and 141, and then out west to Waupaca.
Okay.
That's our primary footprint. We do work with companies and lend on projects outside of that area, but we do need to have the kind of the membership component.
Okay. And if I wanted to become a member of Fox Communities, how do I do that?
Come on in.
Come on in.
You're resident of the Fox Cities.
Okay.
You're right within our footprint. you know, you'd be eligible on that basis.
Okay, I think I've been a member for about 15 years, give or take. So
we appreciate it.
Okay, all righty. So when we're talking about some of these things, then the different types of loans and so on that you make, can you kind of give us kind of a real broad stroke as far as what kinds of loans, what areas you lend in?
Yes, on the business side, probably our most prominent, the type of loans we make most often are for commercial real estate.
Okay.
And there's a wide variety within there. There's investment properties where as simple as someone buying a duplex that they want to rent out or a single family home as a rental. Manufacturing facilities, sometimes it's leased to the company. Sometimes the owner of the company wants to own their own shop. We help out there. Apartments, large box retail stores, mm-hmm. That are often owned by investors, not by the actual retailer.
Okay.
So there's that's the probably the bulk of our lending is in that area. We do quite a bit of lending for equipment. You know, like machine shops need to replace and upgrade, so we're helping finance CNC equipment, vehicles, trailers, construction equipment, the whole line there. And then lines of credit come into play also for the operating companies. It helps help smooth out the cash flow, the ups and downs, because as every business owner knows, it's not the same check coming in every week.
Right.
Things vary from time to time, and sometimes you need a kind of a stopgap while you're waiting for that receivable to get paid.
Sure. Okay. So you provide pretty broad services.
Yes.
Okay. How do we get in contact with you?
You can go to our website, the www.foxcu.org.
Okay.
Our phone number here in the Fox Cities is area code 920-993-9000.
Okay. And if we want to get in touch with you personally?
The email works pretty well.
Okay.
That's SYUKEL, so SYUKEL at foxcu.org.
Okay, so that's the easiest way. Speaking of contacting and so on, a reminder, if you have some questions for us this morning, questions for Scott about lending and that type of thing, ask you to please get in contact with us here. Give us a call. We're at 281-1150 here in the Fox Cities. That's 281-1150 or at 866-887-1150 for the toll-free line. We'd ask you, please give us a call. Questions about different types of lending and that type of those kinds of questions. Also, any other areas that you might want to talk about. Like I said, we are. I've got Bob here, who's also a SCORE mentor with us, and so we can try to answer some of those questions for you. One of the areas when we start talking things, Scott, as far as lending, of course, is SBA. We recommend that a lot because of the fact that SCORE is involved with the SBA. Can you tell us where that comes into your package?
Yes, the Small Business Administration or SBA. It's a federal agency. The agency is charged with with helping small businesses get credit so that they can grow their business, hire more people, generate more tax revenue in the long run. What they usually what they provide is what they call a guarantee of the loan. I look at it more as an insurance policy for the lender. That comes with a copayment. So they will offer their guarantee on loans that qualify for small businesses for profit. If the loan goes bad and the financial institution is looking at taking a loss, they would reimburse the financial institution for a percentage of that loan.
Okay.
So what that does indirectly is it lets the lender make loans that otherwise it might have to say no to.
Mm-hmm.
It lets the lender offer some more advantageous terms to the borrower than it could in a conventional loan,
sure.
Such as an extended amortization, which would mean a lower monthly payment,
right.
Help out with the cash flow. The other nice thing about their loans is they're generally written without a balloon payment.
Okay.
So if you're getting a conventional loan to buy your shop, and you want to pay it off over 15 years, what you usually will get is a five-year loan that balloons after 5 years.
Right.
You make the payments for 5 years, it matures, the entire amount is technically due,
yep.
What usually happens is the loan is renewed for another five and then another five subsequently until it's paid off in full.
That's one of the problems we saw back in 2008 was some cases where those weren't able to be renewed.
Yes, and that was, you know, in my 30-plus years of banking, that was the first time I saw that happen to a degree it did. You know, for years, people kind of didn't worry about that too much. Oh, it'll get renewed. I'm not too worried about it. And I think there was a lot of people going through renewal anxiety in 2009, 2010. Their performance wasn't so good. They might still be making the payments, but they were worried that their note would get called anyway.
Mm-hmm.
With the SBA loan, for that 15-year loan, you've got a 15-year note. So there's no maturity. You make your payments on time. You're gonna have a commitment for that loan through the whole time.
So it's a real strong package for the both the lender and the borrower.
Excuse me. It adds a lot of stability for the borrower.
Yeah, Scott, I got a question in regards to in the past, SBA loans were primarily real estate and et cetera, and I'd done some of them on some buildings that I had, and there were some substantial fees and things of that nature that I can see. There was the guaranteed low rate, et cetera, et cetera. But now we're dealing at SCORE with a lot of small business startups, you know, things of that nature, and they're looking for maybe a smaller loan. Can you get into the SBA Express, the benefits of the SBA Express loan, where there's limited fees and no fees on some dollars amounts?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The Express fee or the Express program kind of helps streamline the application process to a certain degree. The guarantee percentage for the lender is less, but it still offers a substantial benefit on that side. And then the other benefits that flow from the SBA loan program come with it. The pardon me. The fees lately, the last few years, have been waived for loans of $150,000 or less.
Okay.
Correct.
So that makes your small business startup that doesn't need millions of dollars for a project, makes it much more affordable. Above the $150,000, you know, it graduates up from 2% up to 3.5%. Once you get over $1 million, there's some other surcharges that come into play. But for the small business that needs 50, 100, 150,000, it's much more affordable these days.
Right. And when did that go into effect? Not too long ago, was it?
I want to say this was about 3 years ago. There had been another period of time earlier where that was the case. That went away. It's one of those things that it comes and it goes, depending on what Congress wants to try and accomplish.
Okay. Do you think that's going to change with anything with the new administration? We have no idea.
It's hard to say. You know, it's I don't have that crystal ball. It's very likely, I think, I'm going to stick around. I think at this lower dollar amount, that could get adjusted either direction for the loan size. But I've heard nothing at this point about it going away.
Good.
Okay, well, Scott, today we're talking to Scott Uechel. He is a vice president of commercial lending with the Fox Communities Credit Union here on Biz Talk. And we're going to take our first break right now. Be back shortly. You're listening to WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know we don't have boxes. I'm here with Christy Schwan from Stellaris Employee Benefits. We help Christy with a business buyout in a unique area of lending, the service industry.
I did talk with other banks that had some significant limitations on how they might be able to help me. I didn't have any hard assets on which they could base their valuation. Ridgestone Bank's financing decisions were not based on hard assets. Instead, what I had was cash flow, so they were able to, again, look at things in a very unique way and in a way that allowed me to purchase companies in what was typically a complex situation, and they made it very, very simple for me. Because of their flexibility, because of the range of options that they provided for me, I don't think I'd be sitting where I am today if I hadn't worked with Ridgestone Bank.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
All right. We are back here on Biz Talk with SCORE. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. With us today is Bob Molitor, one of our mentors and vice chairman of the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. And our guest today is Scott Uechel. Scott is the vice president of commercial lending for Fox Communities Credit Union. Before we get back to Scott, though, I'd just like to take a minute just to let you know a little bit about SCORE, who we are and what we do here in the Valley. We've been around here in the Fox Cities for a little over 40 years. Right now, we have 54 mentors who are available to help you, the people out there who are interested in starting small businesses. We cover an area of a little over seven counties, all the way down to Green Lake and Marquette, Washera counties, and then around the lake here, and then into parts of Waupaca and Outagamie and Calumet counties. We provide services for people who are looking to start their business, or are in business and need help, or have been business for a long time and might even be looking for exit strategies. The 54 mentors that I mentioned are involved in just about every area of business that you can imagine, from IT, intellectual property. They are involved with social media, cash flow, accounting, HR, any area that you need help in, we have someone available for you. The easiest way to get to us, of course, is to go out to our website, foxcities.score.org. It has a point there that says request appointment. You take a look at that link, fill in the information, and then we'll make arrangements to have a mentor available for you, probably within, I would say, 24 to 48 hours. All of our mentors are volunteers, so sometimes in the wintertime, we lose a few down to the warm climates, but we have enough people here to try and help with anything you need. So as I said, get in contact with us at foxcities.score.org. And the best part about our program is that all of our counseling and mentoring is free. So again, get in contact with us if you have any questions or you're looking for help to start or with your business. And that's with SCORE, foxcities.org. So again, contact us when you can. So that brings us back around. Got that part in. Scott, we were talking about some of the things that SBA does and some of those, some of the express concepts. When we're talking about business lending as a credit union, who do you see as your client? Who are you looking to work with?
My client makeup is, it's primarily, it's from several areas. Our largest segment is our property owners, people with rental properties, apartments, commercial properties that they lease out. The second phase is the small business owner. Generally, manufacturers tend to be a little more credit heavy than service companies, although we do have, we help out with some law firms, accounting firms, et cetera.
Okay.
And then contractors, which are kind of their own animal. It's a little bit different way of doing business than manufacturers and wholesalers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're helping them with equipment purchases, shop space, yeah, lines of credit, et cetera.
You see a lot more seasonality with that group than the regular standard ones?
Quite a bit more, although some of the ones that are heavy in the summer work on snow plowing in the winter to try and level out, even out their seasonality.
Sure, so you help them with trying to make that plan.
Exactly. Okay. I can't really help with the snow, but but with the equipment, yes.
Yeah, okay. And when it comes to that, the different types, again, there's, you mentioned the different types of SBA loans. One of the other loans types we talked about a little bit very briefly was lines of credit. How does that come into play?
Lines of credit, as we think we talked a little bit about earlier, it's kind of your buffer. It'll help you smooth out the ins and outs. It's sort of like having a credit card for your business. But also like having a credit card, you don't want to keep a balance sitting on the card long term.
Mm-hmm,
it should be
mm-hmm.
Hopefully in it and out of it in a shorter period of time. So you generally, if a small business owner, you're selling to your customers on terms, you expect to get paid in 30 days from when you ship, and it happens, you get a call from one of your larger customers, and, well, we're going to be late making the payment because they're in a cash flow bind. The line of, what you do then is use your line of credit to cover your normal expenses until that receivable comes in. Then generally you pay off what balance is accumulated on the line of credit.
Okay.
It's really not for equipment purchases, right. Not for long-term assets.
But the question on the line of credit, too, people understand they don't pay any interest on that line of credit unless they use the money against it. So they say, Jesus, God, I need a $100,000 line of credit, and I use $10,000. I'm not paying interest or any fees on that. So that's something they'd like to, I want them to understand.
You're exactly right. You pay for what you use, for the exact number of, the exact dollar amount that you borrow for the exact number of days. So even if you don't have to borrow $10,000 for the entire month, you could borrow $10,000 on the first, you could pay back $3,000 on the fifth, and the rest of it on the 23rd, and the IT system will calculate the exact dollars per day that you used, and that's how your interest will be calculated.
And isn't always recommended that you secure a line of credit when you don't need a line of credit?
it's best to go out when you're not in desperate straits.
Because then you guys are going to be a little bit harder to deal with.
Well, we're realistic. You know, we get paid to lend money. The lenders are, but we're paid to make good loans.
That's right.
And, when things are working smoothly and you're not under the gun and you're able to be a little bit more rational and methodical about it, it's a lot easier situation to help out at that point.
But I always thought that the line of credit was a nice cushion, that if you have your business, you're not making checkbook decisions based on, oh, I don't have any money to do with this. I might want to take an acquisition. I might want to buy some inventory at a bargain price so I can dip into my line of credit.
That's exactly what it's there for.
Okay
great. Well, we're talking to Scott Uecker here on BizTalk with Score. We're going to take a short break and be right back. We're going to get into some ideas about the 5 C's of credit and some of the things that are important for the small businessman to be aware of when he's looking for that lending relationship. So we'll be back very shortly. You're listening to BizTalk here on WHBY, your real local radio.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night.
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Okay, good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk with Score. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. My co-host, Tony Bush, is somewhere down south, staying warm and enjoying life down there. With me today, though, I do have Bob Molitor. Bob is the vice chairman of the Score chapter here. And we've been talking to Scott Uecker from Fox Communities Credit Union about small business and lending programs and that type of thing. I mentioned in the last segment a little bit about what Score does and who we are. In addition to the mentoring, we have other programs. Bob, can you kind of give us an idea of what's going on at Score today?
Lots of interesting things. We just rolled out a nationally new website, so if you do go on the website, you'll be surprised to find out there's quite a few programs, webinars, and things that you can attend. We've had a good success lately with some in-class training, with QuickBooks training, Simple Steps to Business that have been very well attended. So we've got a pretty good program going there. We've also are a co-sponsor with numerous, Fox Community is one of our sponsors for 1 Million Cups. That's a presentation that we have every Wednesday morning out at the Fox Valley Technical College. They're co-sponsor with the Venture Center. And what we have, that's from the 1 Million Cups, is a nonprofit foundation out of Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City. And they offer opportunities for startup businesses, existing businesses, to present themselves in a short program and basically get feedback from the audience for suggestions for helping business out. And it's been very productive. I found every time we attend that the speakers tend to get more out of benefit than the audience.
Okay. On that program, who attends that usually?
Normally, we'll see probably 15 to 20 people. There's startup businesses. There's venture capitalists that come in. There's seed fund money people. Mm-hmm. There's bankers. There's real estate brokers. So it's been a pretty wide array of customers.
And that is where again?
Wednesday mornings, 9 o'clock. Currently now it's at door 15 at the Fox Valley Technical College here in Appleton. We will be moving across the street to the Bordini Center once that remodeling gets complete. But you walk in door 15 at 9 o'clock, it's on your immediate left. You can't miss it.
Okay, and the best part about it, it is free. Of course, I have to put in a plug. The coffee comes from the Copper Rock Coffee Shop downtown Appleton, which does an excellent job for us on that. So, yeah, take advantage of it. It's an excellent program. A lot of other things, too, as you said, that we have. Go out to the new website, foxcities.score.org. With all that said, we've been talking a little bit about some of the things that go on as far as borrowing and being involved in small business. Scott, one of the things that we hear a lot about is what's called the 5 C's. Of credit. Can you kind of walk us through those and how those play into the borrowing concept?
Absolutely. The 5 C's is a concept probably been around for a few hundred years, which will tell you how quickly banking evolves. It's the areas that a lender is going to look at to help them determine if they have an opportunity to make a good loan. And those 5 C's are character, capacity, conditions, capital, and collateral. And they measured in not in equal parts. The first, character is really the utmost importance.
Okay.
And character is more, I mean, it's certainly the honesty of the person that you're dealing with, but it goes beyond that. Do you think this person has the business skills needed to run the business successfully? Is that person, do you feel that they're stable? Do they have a clean credit history? That mm-hmm. comes into play, certainly. Not that it has to be unblemished, but we're looking for patterns.
Okay.
Are things generally clean? There's a blemish here. Let's talk about it.
For the new person just starting out and doesn't have a, quote, business credit record, what do you use for that credit base then?
Often we look at the personal credit history, a credit report through one of the three major providers. Person thinking about applying for a loan might want to check theirs out either through those providers directly,
or
there's a plethora of online apps where you can check it periodically to know
right,
where you're at.
Right. Yeah, be careful of those, by the way, that you don't end up paying for something that you can get for free, because it is available to you through our various sources. So.
Mm-hmm. And as I said, you know, it doesn't have to be, your credit doesn't have to be spotless. It doesn't have to be perfect. But if there's a pattern of issues, that's not going to work in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can overlook or justify or mitigate one or two items. But if you've had issues with every creditor you've ever had, we kind of think, well, why would we be any different?
Okay. Well, one of the things that we are getting to on this, too, is that as a small business here in the Valley, you work much more on relationships than transactions when you start talking about especially the character side. How does that all come into play?
Absolutely. It's the first loan is usually the most difficult to put together for a new customer or a new member at the credit union. There's a lot more background information you have to gather that once you develop the relationship, you remember it, you intuitively know it. You need to know where the person has been, what their career path has been, what brought them to this point, and where do they want to go with their project.
Okay.
If it's someone with rental properties, do they want to own one? Do they want to own five? Do they want to own 50? It's best, you know, that's part of the get-to-know-you process.
Okay. And then the next one you said was, I believe, capacity.
Capacity.
That sounds interesting. How do you explain that one?
That's the ability or the perceived ability to repay the loan.
Okay.
We use On the business side, what we call a debt service coverage ratio, it's we use your financial statements for that. We pull off your net income after taxes and distributions. We add back in the interest expense that you've incurred for the year because those are dollars available to pay the loan. And we add back in a degree of your depreciation expense.
Okay.
It's not a cash expense, but there are businesses that their assets truly depreciate. It's not just a book entry.
Okay.
So like your contractors that buy, you know, lawn mowing equipment, that lawn mowing equipment's going to have a useful life of only a certain amount of time. So some of that depreciation, while you're not writing a check for it, is a real expense. And we compare that to the level of debt payments that you have. So okay. We like to see, you know, 1-to-1 is you're generating just enough cash to make all your payments. That's a little too tight for most lenders. So we're looking, depending on the business, from a coverage of 110% on up.
Okay. You add that extra bit in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just for a little cushion because not everything goes right all the time, and you want a little bit of cushion for something to go sideways on you and still not create a crisis.
Okay. All righty. One of the things that I heard you mention there was that the personal financial statement. Where do I get one of those?
They're available on our website.
Okay.
You know, www.foxcu.org. You know, any almost every bank that I've ever worked for is going to have them. They're generally pretty similar in format from institution to institution. But it's going to be a list of your assets outside of your business.
Okay.
So deposits you have in your personal accounts, if you've got stock or mutual fund investments, your home, cottage, rental properties, vehicles, retirement funds, et cetera.
Okay.
Those are going to be the assets. The liabilities are usually easier to figure out. You usually know what you owe. Maybe there's a credit card balance, home loan, student loans.
Mm-hmm.
Those are usually the things we see. Sometimes, unfortunately, you see, you know, past due taxes, but all that stuff should report all that stuff on your personal financial statement.
Okay. And then from that standpoint, you can collateralize some of that material, personal ownership of product that you can use for your loan.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Collateral is one of the, you know, that's one of the C's. And if the business assets are insufficient for the amount of credit you want to borrow, we'll look outside the business and try and offer options, maybe based on a second mortgage on your home or cottage or sometimes vehicles if the request is smaller.
Okay, I understand, too, with the SBA that the way collateral is handled and plays is a little bit different than what the normal business loan would be. Can you just adjust? I know that's a touchy subject, but...
Mm-hmm. Not really. It's similar. But maybe I should say more rigid.
Okay.
We use certain advance rates. And by advance rate, traditionally what people are familiar with is if you want to buy a home, the bank will generally lend you 80% of the price or the value of the home. So they won't let none of us lend 100% of what an asset is worth. When we're looking at an SBA loan, we generally will kind of go through the formula, add everything up. So 80% of real estate value, 75% of accounts receivable, 50% of equipment value, and also 50% of inventory. Add all those up, and if in an SBA loan the amount you want to borrow is more than the sum of those advances, we are required to try and secure the loan with personal assets outside the business.
Okay.
Otherwise, if we failed to do that, the SBA loan would be rejected.
Okay. All righty. Well, when we're talking about the other things that kind of leads into this, too, I have to throw something out for Tony if he's listening. In addition to the personal financial statement and so on, how big a role does the cash flow statement provide?
Cash flow statements are invaluable.
Okay.
They so if you're listening, Tony, when a business is made better established, their debts are lower, there's plenty of cash in the checkbook, maybe you manage the business a bit differently. But if you're in the startup phase, if you're in a growth stage, if you're coming out of a downturn and cash is a bit tighter, that cash flow statement helps you look out into the near future and predict where your cash balances are going to be. Most importantly, it lets you predict points where you might see that you're underwater.
Okay.
As Bob asked about lines of credit earlier, it's much better to have your line of credit set up when you know what's going on, you see a need in the future, you see where that need will come into play and when it will correct itself, and it's much better to have the line of credit all lined up for ahead of time for those circumstances.
Okay.
Much better than coming into your bank on Wednesday and telling them you need money Friday to make payroll.
Are you trying to tell me that bankers don't like surprises?
Hate surprises.
Hate surprises.
Yeah. Okay. Just share with us what's going on. We are there to help. We're there to do everything we can for you. That we can safely do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the more lead time we have, the easier it is to help you out.
And that, again, that stresses that relationship situation much more than just being a transactional customer where we just look at you as a number.
Absolutely. It's, we work with our customers, with our members, for long periods of time. You get to know them very well.
Okay.
Family members, they almost sometimes, you're in touch with them more than you are with some of your regular friends.
Right.
From high school, college, et cetera.
Yeah.
You make it sound a little too easy for the existing ongoing business, you know. As my history was, is when I needed a bank, they weren't interested. when they wanted me, I didn't need them. So, but I think the lending situation is more comfortable for the startup businesses today than it was 5, 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Certainly more than 5, 6 years ago. That was a challenging time. Challenging time to be lending money to a startup. But the nature of the startup makes a big difference also. If you're really bootstrapping and you need to borrow quite a bit of money, that's a challenging situation.
Right.
If you don't have personal assets to throw into the mix. If you've got assets and positive cash flow and a good business plan, that's a whole lot easier situation to lend money in.
When you're talking about that, too, just as a reminder, if you're looking for a sample of a good business plan, also samples of a very good cash flow statement on our website, foxcities.score.org. If you look under templates, there's an excellent cash flow statement there that you can look at. Has all the formulas and everything buried in it, and you can get some idea of what you need before you go see the lender.
Business plan as well.
Yeah.
And they're all going to require that, so you might as well get the template done now.
Okay.
Yeah, if I could put in a little plug for Score.
Sure, go for it.
It's been invaluable for me as a lender to have that resource available for people who are investigating, who are trying to decide if they want to start a business. It's sometimes a lifelong goal. Other times it's an idea that comes along, and it helps you find out what you don't know, and which strengthens your business plan, which improves your ability to borrow money if that's part of your business plan.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Just one moment. I think we
have a question.
We're just looking at somebody coming up on the... Okay. And we have a phone call here? Okay, David? Hello? Hello, David, are you there?
Okay,
no. Okay,
there
let's
you.
Try it again.
Dave?
Can you hear me, sir?
Now I have you, yeah. What is your question, Dave?
Okay, the question is, if you are working with a startup business or one that is relatively new and they are seeking a loan for whatever purpose, do you require a written business plan?
A written business plan for an existing...
As opposed to some anecdotal information or even in the process of filling out an application, do you ask to see a plan that might... take it to the next 5 years or beyond.
A lot of that's going to depend on how much you want to borrow and what you want to borrow it for. If mm-hmm. it's so, if you've got an existing business and maybe you're not happy with where you're handling your finances now, that's something we can handle probably with a conversation. Come into the office, tell me what you want to accomplish. Tell me about your business, where you're going with it, and we can get 90, I might have some follow-up questions, but we can get most things done. If you've been running a small business and now I want to take this to the next level. We're going to go from $1 million of revenue to $5 million in the next 7 years. That's a lot more involved. And so we're probably going to be asking you to do some calculations, some projected financial statements, projected cash flow statements to see what the business should look like along that path.
But even as a startup, what Dave is asking for a startup business?
Startups, it's much more important because there's just not a track record there right. That you can look at. You don't know who the customers are. It's a lot more challenging to lend in that situation. So the more information you can bring to bear helps with that decision.
All right. So the better business plan that's offered, the more concrete information you may obtain, the more comfortable you're going to feel with the lender or the
borrower.
Correct.
And it's with the borrower. And it certainly wouldn't hurt for an existing business, but as I said, depending on the circumstances, it's not as critical.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Dave, thank you for calling. We appreciate that. One of the things he did say was the time frames that you're talking about. He mentioned as far out as 5 years. Usually, we recommend three. What do you usually live with?
Three's probably as far as you can reasonably see in the future.
Okay.
And in detail. You know, I know people think about 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, what's my business going to look like? But it's hard to really, I think, project that with enough detail. The future gets foggy. 3 years, you know, usually the first year out is the most critical when we're looking at projections.
Okay. Oh, you're listening now to Biz Talk with Score. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today, and we are on WHBY, your real local radio.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit albertshaling.com. Alberts and Hailing, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to the last segment of our program today. I'm Randy Melzer, your host for Biz Talk with Score. I need to just take a quick minute to say thank you to the various sponsors that we have for this program. They're the ones that make this whole thing possible. Again, I'd like to say thank you very much to Fox Communities Credit Union. Scott, thank you guys for the help you've been with us.
You're very welcome.
Really appreciate it. We also have Alberts and Hailing CPAs located here in Appleton, in Neenah, and also in Green Bay for your CPA needs, your accounting needs for small business. We also have the Legal Business Edge for your all of your legal needs. Sarah DeBruin will help you as far as getting some of the things that you need as far as the documentation, getting your business started. Another thank you goes out to Ridgestone Bank. Ridgestone is one of the largest SBA lenders here in the state of Wisconsin. And we'd like to thank them very much. We also want to thank one of our newest sponsors, which is Tundra Land. Tundra Land does home improvement. They are a small business here in the area, and they do bathroom remodeling, sunrooms, and replacement windows. Another thank you goes to Candeo Marketing. Candeo are the people that put together our website for the Biz Talk Show, and we appreciate all of their help. And then finally, one quick comment, thank you for their assistance, is the Business News. Comes out every 2 weeks, has all of the information about what's going on with small business here in northeast Wisconsin. So again, an excellent program. It's only $20 for a year, and you get to find out all the good things that are going on in business. So once again, thank you very much to all of our sponsors. We appreciate all of your help. With that said, I get back to my guest today, Scott Uechel. Scott, we were going through the five C's. I think we got three of them. What's the last two?
Three down, two to go. Next one, probably in order of importance, is conditions. What are the economic conditions locally in the market that you want to serve, in the industry that you plan on working in? You know, you could be the best manufacturer of camera film, but in today's digital world, the trends are working against you.
Right.
So those are some of the factors that come into play there. And then finally, capital, which is tied somewhat to collateral, but it's really, do you as a business owner have assets that are and can be invested in the business? Probably the most commonly used phrase is skin in the game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We are lenders, we're not investors, so we're kind of the last ones in the situation, but we need to see that you've got money invested in here, and sometimes that bleeds into assets that you hold outside the business,
sure,
as we talked about earlier.
So when it comes to, let's say, a $100,000 loan, for me personally, minimum amount of capital I should have in there?
Depending on what assets you have to pledge, probably 20% of that should be cash.
Should be cash, okay.
Yes.
So start planning, start saving. If you're thinking about going into business, don't wait till the last minute.
Exactly. Start saving, or, you know, you don't have to do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of successful businesses that have gone out and found silent partners, friendly capital from family members or friends, or just there are people out there that have been successful, that have money to invest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're looking for a return of a certain type. Maybe it's a financial return. Maybe it's pride of ownership. Maybe it's just they want to help someone else out. But so it doesn't have to be dollars that your first community money that
right.
you saved.
Right. Okay, real quickly, for more information from you, Scott, how do people get in touch with you?
Again, our phone number here in the Fox Cities is 920-993-9000, or our website, foxcu.org.
Okay. And
well, finally, Scott, we always ask our guests to give us one final sage piece of wisdom. You've given us quite a bit of information, but is there any last tip that you want to provide to our customer base that's going to help them obtain loans for their business or obtain startup money for their business?
Yeah, my biz tip would be surround yourself with good advisors. Running the business, you're going to have to wear a lot of hats, especially when you're starting up. You have to do sales, you got to do collections, production, HR. There's a lot of skills you're going to have to try and implement. But I'd say when it comes to accounting, legal, and financing, find an accountant, an attorney, and a banker that you're comfortable with.
Okay, so have that team in place.
Absolutely.
Okay, you've forgotten one we got to put in there. That's the mentor. Make sure you talk to Score, and we get our 2 points in there.
That's
too.
A given.
So, all right. Wonderful. We've been talking to Scott Uechel. Scott is the Vice President of Commercial Lending with Fox Communities Credit Union. And Scott, I want to thank you very much. It's been a very pleasure having you with us today.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
And Bob, nice having you on for
as always, Randy,
and helping me with this. So with that said, you've been listening to the Biz Talk with Score radio show here on WHBY Radio, Real Local Radio.